Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, May 29th. Happy Memorial Day to all of you guys who are listening. I want to just let everyone know that we're here early today because of the holiday. Tonight's show will play back later on tonight during our regular time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. So just greetings to you all. A big hello and shout out to our listeners in London and those who are in Nigeria. Shouting out all of our listeners in Australia and all over the world, actually. And also a big shout out to those of you who will listen to this on the playback either tonight or some other day. Thank you guys for joining us. We won't be on long today because of the holiday, so we just want to get right into the beauty news, and then we'll go on with today's topic. So I'll let my sister Denise start off with the news.
Good afternoon, everybody, and or good evening, depending on where you are, or good morning, depending on where you are. And again, welcome to the show, and thank you all for joining us. Very briefly, I just wanted to touch on something that we've been talking about the past couple of weeks, and that's IMATS London. For those of you who may be in London or close to London and able to get there for IMATS, that's the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. It takes place on Friday, June 3rd through Sunday, June 5th. On Friday evening, from Friday afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m., there's a pro-only event. If you are a Pro Card member, a Makeup Artist Magazine Pro Card member, you're able to attend the event on Friday afternoon. And then the event is open to the general public on Saturday and Sunday. That's June 4th and 5th from 9 a.m. To 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then again on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the event will be taking place at the Olympia Center in London. For more information on that show, you can go to imats.net. To check out information on IMATS London and how to go about getting your tickets, okay? And then also, if you live in Atlanta, Georgia, or, again, are able to get to Atlanta, Georgia, the Makeup Show is having a pop-up shop here in Atlanta, and you can go to themakeupshow.com to get information on tickets for that. If you are a union member, IATSE 798 union member, I believe you can get a $25 discount tickets, I believe, for that event, to attend that event. And, again, you can go to themakeupshow.com to get information on where that event is taking place and the times for that event as well. And then one of my favorite things to talk about is the NAHA North American Hairstyling Awards. And I would tell everybody, I would start in the fall telling everybody about sending in your information to be a finalist and sending in your work. And finally, the process has come close to an end. Finalists have been selected. The 2016 finalists for the North American Hairstyling Awards have been selected. And for those of you, remember, it's not just about hairstyling, but it's also about like the salon and school. So there's like a salon school design of the year, a salon team of the year, a student hairstylist of the year. So most of the awards are for hairstylists and in the hair category, but you also have nail professional of the year as well as makeup artist of the year. So I just want to go through the categories really quickly and give you the brief descriptions of each. But you, if you want to check out the complete collections of the finalists, you can go to probeauty.org/NAHA. Again, to check out each of the finalists' complete NAHA collection, you can go to probeauty.org/NAHA. So the first category that they have is avant-garde, which is visionary, edgy work showcasing new and experimental concepts or techniques. And again, there are five finalists in each category. Okay, then there's contemporary classic, which is modern, wearable commercial styles using cutting, color, and finishing inspired by classic looks. Then there's editorial stylist of the year, which is outstanding work published in a consumer publication, available for purchase on newsstands or online. Then there's hair color, showcasing artists who have an eye for the perfect palette and hair color techniques. The next category is hairstylist of the year, and it's NAHA's top honor awarded to an individual for capturing the excellence and artistry of the beauty industry. Then there's makeup artist of the year, highlighting the industry's finest individuals whose makeup talents complete and enhance the perfect hairstyle and photo. Master Stylist of the Year, invitation-only category highlighting former Hairstylist of the Year winners, exemplifying their best work. Okay. Then there's Men's Hairstylist of the Year, hairstyling work accentuating a man's features using design and grooming. Then there's Nail Professional of the Year. I'm sure my sister will like this. Nail designs featuring embellishments, nail art, and salon nails demonstrating strong technique and creativity. Then there's Newcomer Stylist of the Year. And this category is diverse, creative, and versatile designs from stylists with less than 3 years as a licensed cosmetologist. Then there's Salon School Design of the Year. And in this category, salons and schools recognized for their ambience, design, architecture, and decor. And there's Salon Team of the Year. This is a cohesive collections from a team of stylists displaying versatility, diversity, and creativity. Then you have Student Hairstylist of the Year. And in this category, they're recognizing visionary students for their hard work and dedication to creativity and skill. And the very last category is texture, wearable hairstyles designed to complement the individuality of diverse hair textures. That looks like an interesting category. But again, there are five contestants, five finalists in each of these categories. So there's about 14 categories in all. And there are five finalists in each. So again, check out some of their work. Just looking at some of the work that I see here in front of me, it's going to be a great competition. So whoever wins, trust me, they would have deserved to win because there are a lot of beautiful photos that I'm looking at in front of me. So, again, you can go to probeauty.org/NAHA.
All right. And just want to remind you all, for those of you who are listening live right now, if you have a question or a comment, the number to call is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Don't be shy if you have a question or a comment. Just continuing with beauty news, I just wanted to remind you all that IMAX London is coming up this week, June 3rd through the 5th. Again, that's June 3rd through the 5th, IMAX London. And speaking of London, my sister and I will be there as well during that time. We will be attending IMAX, but then there's also this wonderful event that's presented by Beauty Talk Radio and Jo Claire PR, A Sip and Share, a luxury beauty affair with celeb makeup artists Denise and Janice Tennell. It's Saturday, June 4th. It'll be held at the Hilton Hotel in Kensington, Olympia. And It's just Beauty Talk with us. And we're also introducing our line to the ladies in London, our cosmetics line, Illusions Cosmetics, to the ladies in London. So makeup artists out there, beauty bloggers, makeup enthusiasts, please join us. I don't know how many spaces are left, but I think the space is limited to 30 people. You can email, the email for RSVP is contact hello, that's contacthello. No, I'm sorry, I'm reading two things together. To RSVP, it's hello@joclairepr.com. That's H-E-L-L-O at J-O-C-L-A-R-E-P-R.com. Again, that's hello@joclairepr.com. They like to get the RSVPs no later than June 1st so they can prepare. The event, the question and answer segment, is being hosted by Rhea Harry of Pride Magazine UK. And again, it's held at the Hilton Hotel in Olympia. Okay, so for those of you who are going to be at IMAX, that is right there at the facility where IMAX is going to be held. So it's very close, walking distance. So join us if you can. Make sure you get your RSVPs in there, though. hello@joclairepr.com. Then we have coming up, same weekend, seems like everything is happening at the same time all the time. Premier Orlando is happening same weekend. Let's see, the dates. Sometimes the dates vary. So IMAX London is June 3rd through 5th. Premier Orlando is June 4th through the 6th. And coexisting with Premier Orlando is Premier Day Spa. So those two shows will be coexisting together, the same dates, June 4th through the 6th. And they're both international beauty events. So make sure you check that out. And if you need more information, you can go to premierorlandoshow.biz. One of the things I wanted to mention about the Premier Orlando show is they have something that's called Beautiful Experiences. And what it is that you get a chance to win an exclusive one-of-a-kind session with your favorite beauty industry leaders. Okay, so then what you do is you go in, you go to the website actually, and you choose which experience you would like. You click the button and sign up and register. And you register for multiple giveaways and multiple chances to win. So go in, and I think it ends, I don't know exactly when, it ends sometime this month. So you may want to double-check that to make sure it's not too late. But some of the experiences that you could win, or that you could choose, rather, is a Jan Arnold experience. I mean, for a nail tech, that would be, like, the ultimate experience. Kelly Baker experience, and for those of you who are makeup artists and are familiar with Kelly Baker brows, that would be an awesome experience. Then you have Sam Vila, Candy Shaw, Anna Cantu, Larissa Love, and Robert Cromines. So those are the options. Those are the ones that you can choose from, and you can register and enter as many times as you want. All right, so that's Premier Orlando. All right, and then there was one more thing that I wanted to mention. For those out there who may be listening, or for those who are listening and know someone that's a distributor of professional beauty products, PBA, which is the Professional Beauty Association, is looking for distributors of professional beauty products to participate in the distributor bending technology survey. There's a distributor benchmarking. I can't even read my own handwriting. Distributor benchmarking technology survey that's taking place, and PBA is looking for you to participate in this survey. You'll receive a free copy of the report, which is $150 value, and a complimentary admission to the PBA Distributor Workshop at PBA Beauty Week. And PBA Beauty Week is in Vegas this year, and I think I announced it a few weeks ago, announced the date. can't remember what that date is, but if I get it before the show's off, I will let you guys know. So again, distributors of beauty products, PVA is looking for you to participate in their 2016 Distributor Benchmarking Technology Survey. Okay?
It's July 23rd through the 26th.
Say that one more time.
It's July 23rd through the 26th. You said PVA Beauty Week?
Yes.
Yes, July 23rd through the 26th at the Mandalay Bay Resort Casino in Las Vegas.
Thank you very much for that. So there you have it. All right. And then, okay, that was it for me for Beauty News. Did you have anything else?
That's it. Let's go to our topic.
Okay. All right, cool. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about this, and we'll just touch on it briefly, and then we'll have some guests to come on the show at another time so that we can discuss it in more detail. But I was reading a book, and one of the chapters talked about men, and like they said, why not men? And they're talking about men and the game of skincare. So I wanted to kind of mention that today. When you think about men in skincare, well, honestly, some people really don't think about men in skincare. We kind of think about skincare, makeup, and that kind of thing as something that women do. Well, skincare is for everyone. And a lot of times you kind of see 50-50. Like you'll see some men who are really into their skincare because they're into their grooming and they care about their skin and the way they look. Then you have some men who don't take skincare as serious, and to be honest with you, they're not much different than the other men. You know, they care about how they look. They care if they're well-groomed, but they just don't find skincare a big issue. And when I'm talking about skincare, I mean, you know, all of the products, not just, you know, what do you wash your face in? Because most men, or some of them, will say soap and water. Some may say, well, I use such and such. But men who are really into, you know, having a full system. You've heard us talk on this show about, we had some guests on, we're talking about the big Asian beauty craze and how there's 10 or more steps to their beauty routine. And this morning when I was in the bathroom getting ready and getting dressed, I was like counting the steps, and I was like, my God, I need a good half hour just for skincare alone. So I guess one of the questions or one of the thoughts that I want to put out to everyone is that should men be concerned or, you know, be concerned about their skincare? Or, you know, you have products out there. There's loads of skincare lines for men, not just shaving products, you know, razors and that kind of thing, but cleansers that target just men's skin alone, cleansers and toners, moisturizers and serums and the whole line. Is everything that you have out there for a woman, there's those products out there for men. So let me ask you, Denise, what do you think about skincare for men, and why is it important?
Well, I definitely think about skincare for men very often. You know, being a male groomer, makeup artist, and being an esthetician, you know, it's just, you know, the first things I think about is skincare. But men have so many concerns for their skin, even though sometimes they may not take, you know, the actual act of engaging in, you know, prepping their skin with skincare, they do have major concerns with their skin. And that's why I think it's important. It's important for a man to have a routine himself besides just the, you know, the normal splash of water or the normal soap and water that some men may use. Believe it or not, there are tons of men out there who do actually have a routine that they use with specific skincare. And again, like you said, there are tons of brands out there who can offer solutions to some of the concerns that men have. But some men just don't know where to go to look for it. Some men don't really, I guess they don't feel like they, they have to look for it. Some people just think that they can just walk down the aisles of a drugstore and, you know, the solution is there. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. It just depends on what's going on with your skin. Some of the, I think, concerns of men, believe it or not, depending on their age, you know, our age, you know, are you know, wrinkles and age, you know, different lines on your face showing age. So I guess I'll call them age lines. But then, you know, men have dry skin. Some have acne. You know, if they have facial hair, some are experiencing, you know, ingrown hairs. Some have oily skin to go along with the acne. Then there are men out there who may be dry, who may be experiencing sun damage. There's sometimes scarring is an issue. If, you know, if you have a scar or if you have scars from acne, you know, that could be an issue for you. You know, like an uneven, not just uneven skin tone and hyperpigmentation, but uneven skin texture is also an issue. So there are tons of reasons why skincare is very important for a man, very important. Some people will look at their skin and think, oh, wow, I don't have any breakouts, so I'm doing pretty good, you know?
Right.
Sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. So it's, so skincare for a man is just as important as it is for a woman.
And you know what? And saying that, I really believe that a lot of men agree with that statement, especially those, you know, who are getting close to 40 and they're starting to see differences in their skin.
Right.
You know, and so now they're concerned about the signs of aging and things like that. And you mentioned a lot of things like aging and sun damage and dry skin versus oily skin. And I just wanted to share something from the book that I mentioned that I was reading. It's called Beauty's Dirty Secret. And I want to try to get the author of this book on the phone with us, but because of scheduling, we may have to do like a Saturday show and then just replay it like on Sunday night. But anyway, let me just read a little bit from this book. It says, surprisingly, there is little difference between the needs of a man's skin versus that of a woman's. We are both covered in the same outer coating, though they may function in a slightly different way. Other than the fact that men grow facial hair and most women don't, what are the unique properties of men's skin that makes it different from women's? Well, men have a predominance of testosterone that causes an increase in the epidermal thickness of their skin. It can be up to 25% thicker than a woman's. Due to this thicker epidermal layer, men's skin is rougher and has larger pores that clog more easily from dirt and oil. Definitely need to be concerned about their skin. Men's skin tends to have a higher collagen density than women's. Collagen is a strengthening protein that women lose at a faster rate than men. It has been said that a woman's skin is about 15 years older than a man's of her same age. Wow. Whether it's thick or dry, all skin needs moisture. I'm so glad she said that. After puberty, men produce more sebum than women. Sebum is made by the sebaceous glands. They exist in every part of our body except on hands and feet, but are most concentrated in the forehead and chin. The sebum they produce moisturizes the skin. Testosterone increases this oil production, which could be why men tend to have longer-lasting acne issues, especially during puberty. Estrogen, on the other hand, tends to diminish oil production, a reason why women tend to have dry, flaky skin. And it goes on to say a whole lot more than that, but that basically right there showed one of the reasons why men really need to focus on their skin. And I think about, because you and I work with actors and actresses all the time, of course, we're, you know, with the women, I'll speak about our show, Survivor's Remorse. You know, we have three women, and we work with the women so closely, you know, with their not only their makeup, but their skin care. And then we have all these options that we provide for the men. And I feel like the men that pay attention to them the most are the ones who have issues with their skin. It's like for some men, if they have issues with their skin, then they want to hear the skincare speech. You know, they want to know what they can use on their face versus the men who in their heads seem to think they have pretty nice skin, don't have any breakouts and that, you know, anything like that. You know, they don't seem to really care about cleaning off their makeup or any special skincare products or needs. But that right there, when I just said those who have problems with their skin, that shouldn't be the reason why you say, I need a skincare routine. You know what I mean? Don't wait for it to get to a problem to say, you know what, I need to follow a skincare routine. I need to go out and buy special products. I need to go have a facial. These are things that men should incorporate into their daily routines, you know, a line of skincare products that address their particular skin type, you know, using it facially day and night, whether they're performing in front of a camera or not, whether they have makeup on or not, day and night doing these routines, you know, trying to get a facial once a month, or if that's not the season, getting something, I'll say, you know, once every other month or even once a quarter, but just have some type of routine. You don't want to wait until there's problem, you know, you have a problem with your skin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, it's like once you have the education, you know, get on it right away, especially nowadays where there's so much out there. There's so much information out there in magazines, in men's magazines. You know, a lot of men's magazines have skincare ads in them, you know, just in like in a lot of hair care magazines, they'll include a lot of information on male grooming as far as like hair care, barbering, how to shave, things like that. And so then when you start talking about how to shave, then of course they're going to start including information on skincare.
Right, right. Absolutely. And then, you know, now that you see so many bearded men now, because wearing beards, you know, is popular now, men have to realize that you need to clean those beards, and then you need to clean the skin that's under those beards. You know, and there are even products out there that, you know, that you use specifically for the beard, specifically for cleaning the beard, not just the same shampoo that you would put on your hair. So it's things like that. Now, some men probably may clean their beards with shampoo or with soap or what have you, but there are products out there specifically for that. And I think that's something that men should pay attention to, that it's not just as simple as washing your face. You know, soap and water and go. You know, is that soap drying out your skin? You know, and basically even that's why you have a routine, because even if you buy a cleanser, use a cleanser, what the cleanser is stripping from your skin, your toner is putting back in. So that's why it's important to have a routine, because you can use a cleanser and don't use anything else after that.
Right.
You know, and then wondering why your skin, you know, as days go on, wondering why your skin may be doing one thing or another. So that's why it's important to have a routine. But I'll be talking more about this topic and others related to it on my new blog for men. It's called Dapper. And we are going to be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. So I'll give you more information as to how you can find us soon.
But one last point that I want to make is, you know, as we talk about skincare for men and grooming and all that, it is so important that men take the time, as well as women, to get facials, you know, to see an esthetician, if not once a month, maybe once a quarter. But just so that you know what's going on with your skin, you know your proper skin type, so that now you can know how to treat your skin properly with skincare.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. you know, you're right, because when you go to an esthetician, and especially if you go to someone who really cares, and not to say that other estheticians don't care, but sometimes you may get an esthetician go somewhere, you know, popular spa or whatever, and you go in, you get a facial, they may tell you a few things, and some of them may even push product. But when you go to someone who genuinely loves skin and who's very knowledgeable about skin, and shout out to Lisa Porter here in Georgia, because I feel like she's one of those people, somebody who can just really analyze your skin, tell you what you're not doing right. You know, she can look at you and tell you what you're not doing or what you've been doing, whether it's right or wrong. Those are the type of people that you need, looking at that skin and getting in there and treating it. And, you know, every morning after having a facial with Lisa, every morning now when I get up and I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, God, you look good. And I'm referencing my skin. And the skin looks so good, I don't even want to put makeup on, because I feel like, oh, it's at a point where it's so good, I don't really need makeup. So that's the kind of esthetician that you need working with you. Like you said, if it's not once a month, if you can just go once a quarter to get, you know, your skin analyzed and really have somebody tell you what you're doing and what you're not doing to your skin.
Right. And for some reason, if you think, you know, you can't afford to go to, you know, to get your to get facials, you can always check out the schools. There are aesthetic schools that will, you know, give you facials, all kinds of facials, even facials that you get at these major spas for, you know, more than half off of what the prices are at the really good day spas. So, I mean, you can get like a basic facial, cleansing, toning, you know, exfoliation and moisturizer for like, you know, $20 or less. And, you know, you spent an hour getting a facial and it's only $20.
Yeah.
So it's definitely affordable. You can go and get microdermabrasion. You can go and get glycolic treatments, things like that for, you know, a fraction of the cost that, you know, of what they would normally be.
Absolutely. But again, we'll dive into this topic some more at another time. But we just wanted to come today just to give you an abbreviated show. We are in holiday mode as well, and also still prepping for London. So, again, just to remind you, like we said last week, there will not be a show next Sunday night, and that date is that the 5th? June 5th?
Next Sunday night is the 5th, yes.
Okay, yeah. So we won't have a show on June 5th, Sunday, June 5th, but we'll be back the following Sunday with another inspiring guest. We'll still be in London, and it's like a five-hour difference, so it would be extremely early for you guys, so we will not have a show next Sunday, okay? But we thank you for tuning in to this Sunday's show, and all Sundays, as you always do. Thank you so much for your continued support. We are blessed to have you guys as listeners. Thank you so much. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Everyone have a great, great, great holiday weekend, a safe holiday weekend. And as always, you can follow us on Facebook. We are Beauty Talk Online Radio. And on Twitter, we are at Illusions Beauty. I'm sorry, did I say that right?
On Twitter, we're at Illusions Beauty, correct?
Okay, yeah, I did say that right. Okay. And then on Instagram, we are at Illusions_Cosmetics. Right, at Illusions_Cosmetics. I always get those two mixed up. On Instagram, we are at Illusions_Cosmetics. If you are on Tumblr at all or often get on Tumblr, you can find us at Illusions Cosmetics on Tumblr as well. And then, of course, my sister and I, you can follow us on all social media outlets just by our names, Denise Tanell and Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, and Tunnell, T-U-N-N-E-L-L. All right. So thank you guys again. Have a wonderful day. Again, a wonderful holiday weekend.
And for those of you, for those of you who are wondering what she means by the holiday, if you don't live in the United States, this is the day that Memorial Day weekend, which is actually Memorial Day is tomorrow, where we honor those who served in the armed forces, for those who serve and protect our country. We honor those people on tomorrow, Memorial Day.
All right. So everyone have a beautiful and blessed week. Thanks again for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.